Nearly 20 years ago, when the nations of the world decided to combat polio globally, the polio virus paralyzed 1,000 children every day. It afflicted those living in 125 countries on five continents. The disease has been eradicated, even in war zones such as Iraq. Since 1988, the World Health Organization says more than 2 billion children have been immunized, thanks to the efforts of millions of immunization volunteers, some of whom risk their lives. Iraq has been polio-free for 7 years. The immunization campaigns are supported by national governments, the World Health Organization, the United Nations Children's Fund, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and a humanitarian organization, Rotary International. Countries have staged national immunization days, and warring factions have observed days of peace so children can receive 2 drops of the oral polio vaccine. The idea is to catch children who have not been immunized and to boost the immunity in those who have had the vaccine. Polio now exists mostly in only 4 countries, Pakistan, India, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. But a new case in Sudan has health officials conducting a countrywide immunization campaign to keep polio at bay and prevent it from again spreading to other countries. The country with the greatest number of polio cases is Nigeria, with 56% of the world's cases. Amina Mohamed Baloni is the UNICEF coordinator in Nigeria.
The importance of this campaign cannot be overemphasized, because the momentum gained by the end of the year with the current immunization plus days has to be sustained if there's going to be a break in transmission of polio cases.
Dr. John Andres worked on eradication campaigns in Central and South America and in India with the World Health Organization. He says when Nigeria interrupted the immunization campaign a few years ago, the virus mutated.
So when there's low coverage, the vaccine virus can circulate and reestablish itself.
Dr. Andres says the only remedy is to continue the vaccinations and keep the numbers of those vaccinated as high as possible. But the campaign is running into problems. Dr. Andres says civil strife in Afghanistan and Pakistan prevent vaccinators from reaching the children. And then there's a funding gap.
The global program right now is looking at a $60 million deficit, a resource gap, in order just to do the activities for the rest of the year. That's a huge, huge burden, and I hope that donor countries, donor agencies, and with continued support that Rotary has given over the years, that we can get a revitalized injection of new resources so the program can do its job and not be constantly challenged with insufficient funding.
Polio spreads most easily where people live in crowded, unsanitary conditions. While these conditions may not be entirely eliminated, if the polio eradication campaign is successful, health officials can then work to eradicate other diseases. Carol Pearson, VOA News.